Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Well, aloha, everybody. This is KP here on the morning of May 9th, 2017. And this is kind of typical for the last few shows, but I just like about 5 minutes before I realized it was time to do a show and that I just sort of got things together. And there's a way to do it with Blog Talk Radio. It's you can set up the show real quick and get Skype started, and I get the MP3 Skype recorder started as well, so I have a backup in case something happens. But this whole thing tonight, the title kind of came along to me, called Restitutions and Epoch Ellipses. We are sort of in a period I've been in the last week. I think the last show was, let's say, when was it? Well, actually, it was about 5 days ago, but 1 week ago today, that was my first day of after having my foot fall onto this tack, and just hit this tack, and I had to, it sort of started a bunch of things that I realized that I had not, I had to release some things, and so that was a whole phase of releasing and taking care of a variety of things, and just really resting after that for really keeping my foot up, and now I don't have to do that, but it really was a process of releasing and actually allowing others to assist my body, myself and my body, to detoxify, to release a variety of things that were associated with the thing that I released. And I have talked with a few people about what that was, but it had something to do with some of my energy work, and it just needed to go on to its new home and its new owner. So the other reason for doing the show is that I have coffee here, and I realized I'd only drank about an inch of it. And so I needed something to do while I drank the rest of my coffee. So here we go. Hold on just a minute. I'm going to put the mute on. Now, it's not quite as hot as it was before. But for me, it doesn't matter what time I drink coffee. I just do it. I just drink the coffee, and we go with that, and that's what we do. So in any event, here's the deal. We have a thing called what I'm calling restitutions, and that's the one thing. It's sort of part of it is a matter of taking a rest, really enjoying the resting time, and allowing. I think there's quite a few people I know who are allowing their bodies to heal, and so that to me is. That to me is very much a point that I need to allow my body to heal. It was just really permitting it to heal. And so I'm really not in a place where I can do a whole lot with it, except just, you know, I took care of the foot, and I took care of those things, and that's what that's what's going on. So that's part of it. There's another part that this term epochalypse, the term epochalypse, not apocalypse, although it is, apocalypse is part of it. There's a lot of more unveilings going on. I know that the French election, of the president was clearly very, very clearly stolen for this guy named Macron. I call him Diacritical Mark, you know, Diacritical Mark. And even that kind of applies to the whole situation. You know, it's kind of, I was looking up that word, diacritical, and it was, I happened to look it up in one of the millions of online dictionaries, diacritical, serving to distinguish, distinctive. And of course it has, refers to the mark. And the Macron is a line that goes across a vowel, and that happens in Hawaiian. You see it in Hawaiian. And I really feel that this particular, you know, Macron is a diacritical mark. So the thing about this diacritical stuff is that, you know, it's serving to distinguish, distinctive. And, you know, this particular diacritical mark, Macron, I think is really serving to, is a very distinctive thing, serving to distinguish that are the, well, people of the world, and the French people in particular, able to distinguish what has really happened. And, you know, it's really kind of a thing where, you know, I know a lot of people over here are asleep in the United States, but there's a lot of people, I'm sure, in France who may be asleep. I honestly don't feel, as far as my own self, my own personal feeling about this election, my sense about the election, that was just like, I had the same sense for Trump. When Trump came out with less popular vote than Hillary, my immediate sense was that that's wrong. It's incorrect. My sense with this is there's almost no possibility that Macron actually won that election. I'm sure that once things start taking, maybe this will start to snowball, and it will start to come out that the Macron actually did not win the election, and perhaps it won't be put out there in front of the they won't be verified, validated by the parliament. I just got a couple messages in here, and I can't really, you know, I don't like doing Skype messages. Okay, some people like to Skype message me, but I don't respond to those. I don't really, on my iPhone, it just takes so long for Skype to start up, and I just don't keep it going. And normally, I don't have my Skype on my computer just for that reason. I'm not a commenter, a messaging guy, so that's one of the things about perhaps this whole, you know, restitution, is that I allow myself to rest. And, you know, it's kind of a deal where I'm trying to write some of this stuff down so I don't forget it. But part of it is allowing the rest to happen, allowing it, and giving myself permission to rest. And that's, I love to hide, you know, I love to hide from people. And I don't like to be around people all the time, and I don't like all this stuff. You know, people are, you know, I mean, I don't have no problem with, you know, there are times when I like to be engaged in certain groups from time to time, but most of the time, no way, Jose. The primary interaction I have is with Myra the kitty. And Myra is very gentle to me. She is my primary contact every day. Every day I see her, every day that I'm here. And so, you know, that's one of the things that's really I know it really does help me to go through what the daily things that I do, which a lot of times is blogging and it's doing these things. There are places that we go to and that we have maybe feel drawn to, and one of those is coming up in about a week and a half. And so, you know, there are things that we're drawn to do, but I'm rambling a little bit now because I just got an email from Robert David Steele. Apparently it's not a personal email, but I guess I subscribed to one of his things. So I kind of like, well, I didn't know. I didn't even know. I don't even know where I got this from. So anyway, that's why I do these shows at 1:30 in the morning, because I figure nobody else is up. But of course, people are, you know, if you're in the East Coast or in the Midwest or something like that, you're 5 or 6 hours. So it might be 6 o'clock in the Midwest and 7 o'clock in the East. But I just have to allow my, you know, I basically, that's why I love doing these shows at 1 in the morning. It's like it's very, very quiet around here. And I think the mental waves are kind of toned down. And I just get inspired. I feel something inspires me to do the show. And to me, being inspired is, you know, the most important thing. And it's a great thing to just allow that, you know, allow it to process and to rear its head. So, inspiration comes in many, many ways. And to me, it's a form of higher guidance, and non-3D guidance. So, this thing about part of the reason that I feel that a lot of us, I know I talked to someone else a couple days ago. I had two or three conversations with people. And one of the persons who was helping my foot to heal and to clear, all these people I was talking to, about three of them, were all going through some kind of physical issue. And I guess that including me. So that's like four of us were going through, you know, we're all going through some kind of a physical issue. For me, it was very clear to me that it was something about releasing and clearing. For the other people, it could very well be a similar thing. But it all seemed to come up around the same time. And so it could very well have to do, and it's possible it had to do with I'll call it an injury, you know, these injuries or you know, pains. It could be that it's just kind of a thing where the solar, you know, what do we call it? The Schumann resonance has gone up like apparently over 100. And so it's very possible it's somehow related to that. I don't really know, but all I can say is this is like three people I know who are kind of on the spiritual path or my own kind of typical path. We're all kind of related that way, but there's one person who's not. And all of a sudden they were all having physical challenges almost exactly about the same time, started the same time. And then it was just, well, over the next, and it's just like me, because last Monday was the TAC event. Then the next day was kind of rest, but then the next day it was sort of flared up again, and I had to get help with it. And then, of course, the following day it felt much better, and then there was the mocha. And mocha, of course, always helps to heal anything that's going on with me. So what the deal is I do feel that there's something there's people that are maybe they're unconsciously releasing things. But things are being brought up to be cleared. I'm not going to say absolutely that that's what it is. But pains in the body oftentimes can tell some, you know, I know for myself, they tell me that, for me, I can tell you what this pain meant. The pain in the foot. You know, my foot, when something happens with my foot, it's like it's telling me that it's time that I need to take a next step. Whatever the next step is, whatever that next step is, and some I might not know right away what that next step. So, you know, it's that has happened a couple times. And it's like whenever I've needed to make a move, or to not necessarily make a physical move, but to make a move within, to release something, but particularly for taking the next step. For myself, what often happens is I've had, you know, either an arch pain or a heel pain, or in this case, it was a tack in the foot. And of course, one of the steps I had to take was to release the thing I was holding on to. And then there's other steps after that. And as part of it was experiencing, kind of calling a couple people I know for healing assistance, and then calling on someone who I really haven't talked to or called upon for quite some time to assist with their energetic healing method that I normally didn't harmonize with for some reason or other. So, you know, this whole thing is just we each have our own ways of getting our guidance, and everybody has their own way of getting guidance. For me, it's definitely it's a very instantaneous thing that comes up, and that's why for some reason I felt drawn to put up a blog post about connecting with the higher parts. And sometimes, you know, you can call it higher self, higher whatever, but it might be like my higher intellect or my higher, maybe it's even a higher emotional part. But for me, a higher message is something that I just get and it just comes. It's like instant inspiration. And there's no questioning that it's there. It's no questioning. There's no questioning that, and that's what I have learned over time, is not to question that, not to question the higher guidance, you know. That's one of the things that is sometimes, you know, I've learned not to question it, in the past I would question if I should do this, how should I do this, should I do that? And sometimes it's like I'll get an instantaneous hit, an instantaneous guidance, or an instantaneous message, and I might not fully invest into it or take the step into it, but the guidance is instantaneous and it's very clear. So, you know, it's like with the show tonight, it was like maybe it was like a little bit just barely before 1 o'clock. I just got this thing, you know, I know a show is coming on and I know something wants to come out. And then I did a few things. I cleaned up some dishes and I packed away a couple things. I'm sending off to someone. And I got that prepared, and then I come back, and it's like, and then Myra's about ready to go outside again. She likes to go outside about 1:15 or so, you know, sometimes 1:15. And so I gave her a couple of treats, let her outside, and then all of a sudden it was like 1:25. And so, okay, well, holy crap, I better get this thing going. So, you know, Skype, and then start the radio show blog, the Blog Talk Radio page, and then boom, we're on the air. And of course, you know, I'm on the internet waves, and the best part about it is you can listen to it anytime you want. But you know, the higher guidance, you know, leads to, you know, may lead to later action, but you know, but it may not be right away. That's one thing I found. It might not be immediate. It might not be right away, but it's kind of like I'm just doing what I feel is mine to do. And really, you know, all I can say is I'm having a ball with it. I mean, having a lot of fun with it. And that's the whole thing. If it's kind of a, you know, I know the thing about fear, and I keep learning again and again and again. As much as I have released these things, if there are parts that need to be exposed, there are fear parts that need to be exposed. Then it's like, it's almost like it's an immediate. That's why I got this hit. That's why I got this tack in the foot. That was one part. There's a lot of times that comes up, and I'm exposed to something that draws out an awareness of a fear. So anyway, it's just kind of a deal where you know, each person has their own way of looking at doing these things, and you know, for myself, it's just continuing one step at a time to follow the path. I don't need to know everything. I don't want to know everything. I don't need to figure everything out. I don't want to figure everything out. I don't need to compare myself to anybody else. I don't compare myself to anybody else. And that, I think, has been a big part, too, of kind of growing spiritually. And I really like to look at it as expansion, you know, expanding. To me, heaven, the idea of heaven, I remember somebody told me one, it suggested one time, the idea of heaven really means expansion. You know, it means expanding into a higher awareness, a higher understanding of who we all are. And for myself, it really means expanding into realizing that, hey, there's a lot of people of, and I'm not going to talk about numbers, age numbers, or anything like that. There's people who are, you know, let's speaking for myself, who are maybe around the same age and number I am. There's many people now coming out that have a higher age number. There are a lot of more people who are coming out now who have a lower age number than I do. There are people coming out who have a lower number age number than the lower age number people that I know. But I guess I'm really appreciating more and more and more the beauty and the joyful talent I see in a lot of different people. And I really don't, as much as possible, I really just look at people more and more just as they are beings of the planet, who are living here on the planet. Or there are beings of who have a certain talent that I really appreciate, and I usually let them know that. So yeah, it's just an amazing journey. And I guess I would have to say this epoch ellipses, you know, we're in a new epoch. We are in a new epoch. And of course, part of it has to do with exposing the old. We are in a new one, and apocalypse, of course, means unveiling, and the epoch ellipse, you know, we're unveiling a new epoch. So, that's what the message was. You know, we're unveiling a new epoch. Oh, that's good. I'm going to write that one down. Unveiling a new epoch, E-P-O-C-H. So that's what we're doing right now. And I kind of think that that's a good place to end. So just keep unveiling your own epoch and you know, allow that new epoch to unveil for yourself. We each have a new phase. That's what I really feel has been coming for myself. And I have talked to a couple other people about the same thing. It's like there's a sense that And I'm not talking about what's happening on the planet. You know, forget about that. I'm not talking about the rest of the planet. I'm just talking about feeling this thing within, that there is a whole new epic that we are starting right now. And it is unveiling itself in its own way, in its own perfect way, for each person. And I just take myself, my foot, as an example. This, that prick, that tack in the foot, I can call it a tack. I could call it a tack, but it was just one tack in the foot, caused this whole series of events to happen, which essentially I feel has put my consciousness into, it's a new epoch, a new age. So this is happening all the time, one step at a time, one moment at a time. So I am going to call this a night. I am going into Mocha tomorrow, whether anybody likes it or not, and I sure like it. I love it. So we will talk to you, talk to everybody the next time. And thank you all for listening. And hopefully something gets one or two things out of this deal. And I'll try and put this up on the blog before I go to bed, which will probably be about 2:15. So all is well. Aloha, hui ho, until we talk again. And we end with kaulana na pua, a o Hawaii. Apo e